Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. 713-572-4610 is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
Texas Hammer!
That's right, Jim. Mm-hmm. Also, appreciation to Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on YouTube and Twitch. Let's talk a little Texans. Still got to make sure we give the Texans some love, especially as
throw them a bone or something, right?
Oh, I'm wow. That's not bad. Oh, that's wow. A lot there. Now. That's a lot. Hold on. Anybody say all that?
Hey, people ain't got to say the whole stereotypical search and only talk about the Texans. Yeah. We throw them a bone once in a while, right?
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I'm just playing.
Houston sports leader.
You know, the combine is starting, guys.
It is starting. It is starting, in effect. And
what a change.
We're getting news like Shedeur Sanders not going to work out. Ashton Jeanty, we learned, is not going to work out, which you need to see anything else?
Yeah.
Me personally.
Hey, I hope that benefit us.
I've seen everything.
I hope teams pass on them because of that.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
That ain't I can't imagine.
Oh, we ain't see him at the combine. Yeah. Nah.
Dropping down the board.
Yeah. I hope that happens.
Especially knowing that there aren't
the 25.
There aren't that many true number one, not number one, but true first round grades.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of them. Y'all really going to let this?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I hope it do.
I imagine.
Just
okay.
Get to 25.
So I know what Figgy's looking for if a certain player is there. In fact, I might make that a confession.
Okay.
I have a pet cat now.
Okay.
In this draft class. But Jonathan Alexander, not my pet cat, but the Houston Texans beat writer for the Houston Chronicle, put out a piece today in which he put up questions for the Houston Texans ahead of the scouting combine there in Indianapolis. And so I kind of wanted to run through some of these with you. And the first question that is there is, re-signing Stephon Diggs realistic? He talks about how, you know, obviously they're in this situation, and Caserio on these very airwaves talked about how, you know, he left the door very open. He was he was non-committal. He left it very played it very what's the right word, politically almost, like, hey, you know, we will gauge this, but we enjoyed having him here. The door's always open was a phrase that he used. Do you think it's realistic to get him back? I know obviously there's the big cap hit that he incurs from the way that you handled his contract. And he ends up in free agency as a fully fledged free agent. Do you believe it's realistic to bring him?
Oh, I definitely think it's realistic. I think the injury actually, in a weird way, helps the Texans. You know, just because they know what they've got. They've monitored what he did during the season and where he is physically and all that. Did you see the Bovada released odds?
Oh no, I didn't.
Bovada released odds on his next team, and this makes me want the Texans to sign him even more. The co-favorites to re-sign Stephon Diggs. The Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you're doing a public service. Yeah, like this. We have to do this for America, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Keep him away from the
Chiefs.
Keep
him here. Keep him away from the Chiefs.
Keep him away from the Chiefs, man.
All we ask is that America put in the just, I don't know how this happens. Can we open up a Texans GoFundMe? Just like, hey, put in a little bit just to make sure.
Yeah. Hell, I hit up the Giants like, hey, y'all want to sign them? Hey, we'll give you a 6-round pick for cash considerations.
Just for fun.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
But just for fun. We'll give it to you.
Hey, we'll look out for you, man. Let's just do a random 6 swap.
Yeah. Nah, but it feels like also he enjoyed being here as well. I think that he felt love. I think especially like outside the building, sure, but inside that building, they embraced him in a way. And I think that there's a level of comfort. I imagine those dudes, like all of those dudes have a great respect, and the various people who have talked after the season, whether it's CJ, whether it's Nico, and then even during the season, that they had a great respect for what he does. Plus, you still need somebody that does what he does. I imagine that the rehab, it looks like from what you can tell off of, you know, workout videos, that it's going relatively well. I'd love to have him back.
I would love to have him back.
He was a captain, man. First time ever being a captain.
I was just going to go there and forget the captain stuff. Like, he never was an issue at all. Like, they tried to be that contrived one when he had some sort of mix-up, you know, with the DB and all that. But it wasn't even his. He was just standing there, you know. But he was in perfect place, and certainly helped his image as well.
All right, another question that Jonathan Alexander poses for the Houston Texans ahead of the scouting combine. Could the Texans make a trade before the draft? So Kasario obviously active in trades, trading, you know, last year, moved the 23rd pick in order to acquire the aforementioned Stephon Diggs. Like, is that something that you believe could happen? Obviously, potential trade conversations. We mentioned the NFL scouting combine is basically one of a few NFL conventions. These people get close to each other. They have opportunities to have conversations. A few of them that people are looking at, right? Trade for a player on an expiring deal, something like that. Cooper Kupp is one of those ones that's out there. Is there a trade that you'd be interested in, or that you think that the Texans could make?
Yeah, those are two different things. I don't know how interested I am in a trade, to be honest. The only trades that would interest me is maybe, you know, moving some picks, you know, 4 picks.
Okay, so moving up and down on the
kinda,
board.
Kind of stuff. But Cooper Kupp is out there. And I love Cooper Kupp, but there are some questions there. I think he would fit with this offensive coordinator. They have familiarity. That would be the one that I think might happen. But for me personally, I'm not all about that necessarily, especially if you can bring back Stephon Diggs. Those two things, you know, coincide.
Yeah, and I think if we're talking about injury issues, the injury issues I prefer are the ones that Stephon Diggs brings, where he was not previously injury prone. Mm-hmm. This was the one that happened to him. Whereas Cooper Kupp, he has a more, you know, I guess robust injury history. And I mean, I think they both bring a good play style, a good like capability. And of course, you know, seeing if they come back, you know, healthy matters. But I think I'd much prefer the Stephon Diggs version of it. Some other questions that were asked by Jonathan Alexander, this team ahead of the scouting combine. How can the Texans better protect CJ Stroud? And that's the big one. And I think that's been the nut. In fact, we probably could have kept that, put that as the first question. How do you better protect him? I mean, you're in a place where I think you can address some of these things better than you were in seasons past. Mm-hmm. However, there's going to be work that's need to be done. First and foremost, I think the draft itself is one of those places, because it feels like, especially if you are very committed and you use that first round pick, you can absolutely get someone who is ready to make some level of impact immediately on this offensive line. But how far does it go? Do you think that this also goes into, are they going to use free agency to try and address this as well?
That's what, not only do I think it could happen, that's what I want. I don't think Tytus Howard and Shaq Mason should come back. Not my call, obviously, but I don't think they should come back.
You cut Shaq Mason, and if you make him a post June 1 designation, you can get $9.5 million in relief.
Yeah.
Opportunity to have some space, which could be good for free agency, but also good to kind of keep your own. Derek Stingley's out there waiting to get his deal done. And I believe it was this time last year, like at the combine, when you were made aware of the deal. Which deal was it? Was it Nico's deal last year around this time?
Yeah, look, I think it's a no-brainer. You know, obviously it's their decision, and Nick Casario certainly is contemplating this. But I think those two guys, and maybe even add a free agent and the draft. Who knows? It could be both.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Feels like something I would absolutely enjoy. It was adding robustly to it, but you got to have opportunity to play them. And I think that there's still, that's when you start looking at, you know, are you able to move off of multiple people or, are, you know, find some way places for multiple people that have been on this offensive line to be. And it seems like, honestly, if we're going back to the way that we saw the staff that was listed, I mean, not a lot of changes there, which seems to indicate that this team feels like what Bobby Sloak was trying to do, the scheme and the system that was trying to be implemented, was a large portion of the issues up and down the roster. And well, him, and then of course Cole Strasser was the other departure. Like, it seems like with the ways that they've trusted, you know, this, a lot of the same coaching staff, I do wonder if they'll trust a lot of the same players.
Yeah, see, that's where it gets dicey, because I don't know. I think Cole Popovich probably had his view on how the scheme should go, and it fell on deaf ears with Bobby Slowick, but I still don't know if they're all in on Shaq Mason. You know, clearly had
Shaq
a drop
feels like
off.
The easy one. Yeah. It feels very
and Titus
evident.
Howard. Yeah, to be honest, and, you know, I don't know what goes on in that building in terms of you know, effort and commitment and, you know, hitting goals, whether it's weight or whatever it might be.
Well, that's one of the questions. Yeah. Where will Howard play? And I mean, is it tackle? Because you saw Blake Fisher, you know, come up and he was adequate. I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think that he, you know, showed his ass anyways, but like, is that something where you're ready for him to be the new right tackle and grab onto that? Titus Howard did show a willingness at the end of the season to play wherever is necessary, which obviously would indicate maybe a full-time switch to left guard, or is that entirely just somewhere else as you're indicating?
Yeah, elsewhere might be the answer for me, but if he comes back, I actually don't see him playing at tackle, just because, like I said, his size, you know, what the scheme might be using that size on the interior offensive line. I think they like a couple of the guys they have, but they still need to draft one, still maybe need to sign one. I don't see him going back to tackle, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I think the tackle is the least, if we're ranking the three options that we just put forward. I think tackle's the least. It feels like Blake Fisher, you drafted him for that opportunity to be that future one. He's already played a significant amount of those games at right tackle. He was not bad, and I think we also acknowledge the fact that, again, the scheme probably didn't help any of them play to their best.
He was young.
Giving him opportunity to continue to grab onto that in this new system and be that guy for the future, right? Now, the Titus thing, whether it's send him away or see if he could play a left guard, that's a whole different thing. I mean, I'm starting to see it kind of your way, but I was intrigued by the way that he was actually able to kind of transfer power in some of those instances. They were able to run a little bit better off that left side when he didn't make that move.
That's my point.
So I'm interested in seeing like what
if they do keep him.
Yeah,
guard.
But it's
an expensive guard.
It is an expensive guard.
It is.
And that maybe leads to the last of the questions that Jonathan Alexander poses. And I think the one that I've been sitting with and thinking about a lot, you know how you just kind of sometimes think to the Texans and it's just kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
Where will the Texans save money and how will it affect free agency? Like, obviously, if we're talking year over year, this free agency is going to operate worlds different than last year. Last year, you were bringing in big pieces to make deals. And they hit for the large part. Joe Mixon. Hit. In fact, like that's a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle Hunter, home run. Azeez Al-Shaair. I mean, home run. If you want to call it a triple, you can do that too. Like these all extra base hits at the very least.
Yeah.
With some of these guys that you made moves for. But I mean, you're not as of right now, right this moment, you only have so much money in cap space for all of the various things that you need to do. And you're gonna clear up maybe a little bit of space with some possible restructures. Like, is that how you handle some of the saving some money?
Yeah.
Is it just, hey, we're gonna let some of these free agents that we like but are probably just not in the budget, are we gonna let them go? And then also, are you gonna have like, hey, some cuts like we talked about? Shaq Mason, obviously we talked about, you make him a post June 1 designation and you can free up 9.4. How much more can you do there? And then what does that then turn into in potential free agency? Does that turn into you getting another veteran offensive lineman, or do you try and add to your secondary depth through free agency? Like, where are the places that you address with free agency if you can create more cash?
I think restructures are going to be multiple. I think there's going to be multiple of those because they have to find room. Obviously we talked about Tytus Howard. I think who knows if he's going to be back. Shaq is an obvious one, as we mentioned.
Not on a restructure.
Not on a restructure. I mean, like there's going to be restructures. And then you might say goodbye to Tytus Howard and Shaq. Azeez Al-Shaair has just interested me all offseason. It's a big cap hit.
You out here trying to get Azeez out.
I'm not.
Unbelievable.
Thank you for your service.
Wow.
Thank you.
I knew you was against it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, your energy changed once they played the Jags a little bit.
Yeah, well, the Jags and the Chiefs and, you know, the pass coverage.
I knew you didn't like him.
I knew you didn't support him.
I knew it.
You knew I didn't like him?
I knew it.
I like him.
I hear it.
I thank him.
I heard it in a tenor of your voice.
I thank him and I like him. It's intriguing, though. It's one of those things where I think they can maybe get a guy that can upgrade, at least in pass coverage, you know?
Yeah, but look.
But it's a big cap hit.
That feels like one of those things where we're trying to win on all fronts. And obviously, that's probably not the right way of saying, but we're trying to have our cake in all fronts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you can expect to upgrade everywhere. And he has been very good.
Can't.
He's been the soul of that defense.
That's
I think that's also
hard.
A huge thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like that's the way that I'd probably.
Well, where is
go
it
about
then?
It, but
I
yeah.
mean, you know, obviously, you know, Stephon Diggs, you still got that big dead money.
Yeah.
And you know, Laramie ain't going anywhere. I'm convinced Laramie's not going anywhere.
No.
So it's got to be those inside guys. Somebody on Dalton, I don't feel is going anywhere. Dalton Schultz. Where can you find this space?
Great timing, because on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line from the 281, they had a ton of extra base hits last year, but was also a three-pitch strikeout with Dalton. All right. I mean, look.
I feel bad for that dude.
It doesn't feel good, though, that like you're paying him at a high level, and he was not playing to that level.
They put him in some awful positions.
They surely did. Yeah. They surely did, but I think there's opportunities, and they're He absolutely needs to be significantly better next year. I will say that, right? With all due respect to him, like he needs to be a weapon. Mm-hmm. And it did not feel like he was a weapon this year, especially when you started really needing it. When you had bodies dropping on your offense, that has to shift. And you really hope that it will with the addition of Nick Caley and with the direction that he wants to take this offense, especially as a tight ends coach.
I'm looking at this, you know, the bigger money guys here, just looking through the roster.
You just keep circling around Azeez, huh?
Where can you find it? Seriously.
I don't like what you're doing here.
I don't like what I'm doing here. I hate myself for this.
And do you wonder if maybe that's one of those guys where you can go to and kind of have a conversation with them where you go, hey, is it possible to do this at a lesser? In fact, that might be really the Tytus Howard thing. That might be the dilemma, or maybe not the dilemma, but that might be the option that you bring to him. Like, hey, We'd like you to stay and play left guard. However,
not at this price.
It's got to be at a different number. Allow me to write this number on a paper. Mm-hmm. If that's cool, we can keep going. If not, we can find you a new
one. And honestly, he probably want to play tackle. So if that's the case, if this team telling me, hey, they want me to play guard, I might be like, man, I could play tackle somewhere else then.
He definitely wants to play tackle, but he has been paid once already. So that might factor in. They, you know, because the next contract, I don't know if he's going to get that kind of money at tackle, depending on how he plays.
Yeah. Before we go, someone texted in about the first question, which was the Stephon Diggs, how realistic that he remains. And we were talking about how, you know, he had been drama free here. Mm-hmm. Someone says he's going to bring that Cardi B drama with him. Hey, first of all, allegedly.
Yeah.
And second of all, allegedly, that's been going on way longer. And he was cool before. Hey, so why would that change?
Imagine Offset coming up to the stadium. Hey, you with my wife.
Trying to cause
Steve
a
Smith
ruckus.
Action going on.
Steve Smith Jr.
Oh,
senior,
wow. Huh? Okay. All right. I imagine that's going to come up. Because coming up next, we're about that time where we get into our lunchtime confessions. And warning, adultery comes up. We'll do that next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.